Good morning. It's June 15th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace in Stressful Times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Be Prepared. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter 3:15. Englishman Robert Baden-Powell published the first edition of his Scouting for Boys in 1908. It was originally a self-help manual regarding tracking, woodcraft, and the powers of observation. Its intent was to foster self-improvement and self-discipline in young men, so that they might be of increased benefit to the empire as dutiful citizens of the crown. The well-known and oft-quoted motto of the Boy Scouts is, "Be prepared." Baden-Powell later expanded on this, further defining the slogan to include the following. Number one, be prepared in mind by having disciplined yourself to be obedient, and also by having thought out beforehand any accident or situation that might occur, so that you know the right thing to do at the right moment and are willing to do it. And number two, be prepared in body by making yourself strong and active and able to do the right thing at the right moment and then to do it. You know by now that my family sails. Any sailor can tell you that racing success, cruising success, and just flat-out survival on open water all depend on being prepared. And barring a crew who are younger, stronger, and more fit than yourself as the skipper, you need to be prepared in both mind and in body. Now, admittedly, my Catalina 350 in Texas has bi-directional power winches and both a self-furling main and Genoa, not to mention an inboard diesel and autopilot, so that my preparedness in body need be somewhat less now that I am in my mid-60s than it was in my 20s. Nonetheless, the principle still applies. And parenthetically, the Greenwich 24, Ensign, Tartan 37, and Dark Harbor 17 that our family sails in Maine all have power nothing. In fact, the preparedness of mind overlaps that of the body, so that, for example, failing to remember to open the seacock for water intake to your diesel engine causes it to overheat and thus become only a very heavy, not very useful, piece of metallic ballast. Now, there are lighter examples of not being prepared while sailing, like the time Tuffy, the miniature schnauzer, launched himself over the side of Fledgling, the classic wooden gaff rig Dark Harbor 17 in Maine. Both the dog and the boat are owned by my uncle, who was sailing by himself at the time. Ignoring peril to both himself and his boat, my uncle dove into the frigid water just northeast of the Howard Ledges, pulling for the now frantic schnauzer, while Fledgling sailed slowly away, the sheets having at least been released by the quick-thinking skipper. Despite the quick-thinking, however, the wind still took the sailboat far enough away that he and Tuffy had to be hoisted from the water of the reach by a passing pleasure cruiser. As they motored in pursuit of the not-under-command Fledgling, the couple who owned the cruiser were kind enough to say nothing about the fact that my uncle had been sailing au naturel and simply handed him a large towel to both dry and cover himself. Admittedly, the dog was au naturel as well, but this was somewhat more expected of a schnauzer. Christians are called upon to be prepared as well. First, Christ said, we would be known by our fruit, meaning it is by the way we act that identifies us as believers, Matthew 7:16. When people ask us about our lives, our stories, our worldview, our attitude, our joy, we need to be prepared to explain the gospel to them, 1 Peter 3:15. Second, Christ warns us to be prepared for his return, because we will know neither the time nor the place, Mark 13:32. If we abide in him, he will abide in us, and we will be prepared whenever he ushers in the new heaven and the new earth, John 15:4, 1 John 2:28, and Revelation 21:1. Lastly, Christ has prepared a place for us. Our Savior has promised us that in God's house there are many rooms, and one of them will be ready for us when the time comes, when Christ returns to take us to him. Luckily, while we might be au naturel, naked in the flesh as the day we were born, we will be clothed in the righteousness of Jesus and able to stand before the Father unashamed, Isaiah 61:10. Remember every day that being prepared in mind, body, and spirit is always the key to success. We need to keep physically fit. We need to keep in a supportive community of faith. We need to get familiar with our owner's manual, the Bible, and we need to talk to the Father whenever and wherever we think of it. Dear Heavenly Father, we love the life you have given us. None of us wants to leave this world, and we know you have imbued us with that desire for life. But we will be prepared for that day when the sun returns, and we will all go to a better place, even than this beautiful earth. But before that day, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will remain prepared to give a defense of our faith and explain the love of Christ to others who still struggle under the burden of guilt and shame. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.